Esty Besties on the podium, baby.
Yay.
Woo-hoo! Good job, Esteban Ocon.
Yeah, I loved it.
I was so excited.
Yeah. And I didn't expect it.
No.
Did you?
No. Actually, I did not. But I'm not... You like Ocon. I don't dislike Ocon. I just don't have any specific feelings about Ocon. I think that's... Yeah. That's the thing.
But also... What did you think about the Esty Bestie thing? Because people were very torn about
it. Yeah, I saw on social media. And
people were so mean to him.
And also other podcast hosts. Some of them were not... I'm not going to name which podcast, but some of the podcasts were not into it. And I was like, but why?
He was happy. Like it hadn't happened to him in a while, and it's Monaco, so... Why be mad about it?
I just don't understand. He was fucking great.
Yeah. But also people said that because they started in that order, it's very difficult to pass, that they would finish in that order.
If you didn't watch the Grand Prix, you might say, oh, so they just finished in the same order they started.
Yeah, but it wasn't like that.
It wasn't straightforward.
They kept like switching places.
It was amazing. It had some of my favorite vibes in a Grand Prix, which is starting dry and then raining, or starting with rain and then drying up, because then you get the whole tire choice chaos.
What was your highlight?
My highlight. Okay, so my driver of the day, I need to have driver of the day and then highlight. Okay. My driver of the day was actually Oscar Piastri.
Yeah?
Yes, because... He's a rookie. He pulled off a great overtake in Monaco. So. And it didn't get... McLaren, just in general, didn't get enough coverage or attention.
Yeah, but they finished in the points. Both of them, finally. Woo!
But, like, close second driver of the day was Ocon. He did a good job.
Yeah, he did great.
Yeah, especially when Sainz hit him, which we'll talk about later. But the timing of that hit was Accordo.
Yeah.
Eduardo Accordo.
I think they kept just, like... bumping into each other and like kind of bullying at some point.
Yes. Yes, that's true. Also, Kevin Magnussen was a bit being bullied.
Yeah, he was. All of them were.
But the chaos in this race, like I've actually never thought that the Monaco GP was boring because it's so tight. But the broadcast, thank you Formula Gods for moving it to F1 TV and away from the local
broadcasters,
because this was totally different.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing.
Of course they do. They do all of the GPs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In my understanding, as far as I know, that's how it works. And they should, you know, when it's very clear, this is not an episode about FIA or Liberty Media, but it is quite clear that Liberty Media, when they came into F1, when they bought F1, They have some plans.
Yeah.
This was not just like, oh, I got some money, I'm going to buy this. Yeah. They had some meetings and they made some real plans, and it's going pretty well.
Yeah. I'm also shocked about how fast they do the...
Recaps. No,
The recaps.
It's not really recaps.
No, it's like a trailer.
It's kind of a trailer.
But in that moment, it's like crazy. 5 seconds after.
How? I don't know. We need to... find this out. This is crazy.
We need to go there and find out.
It takes us like forever to plan one episode, you know?
Yeah, I can imagine like doing the whole race in 5 minutes.
No, it's crazy. I really don't understand. Or when they do at the end of the year, they do like 1 hour show or something and they recap the entire season. Like, how? And how? Who's watching all of the footage to choose what to put?
Yeah, and all of the best moments. I think it's a person just for that.
Esty Bestie. I love that he said it.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was cringe at all. I was very impressed because the Formula driver drivers that don't show personality are not working out for social media.
But they all know the memes. I saw, especially now, they all know the memes.
Of course, they're all like 22 or something. Yeah. So
did you see I don't remember what it was, but I saw a video on TikTok and it was Daniel Ricciardo showing Max the fact that he looks like Sid from Ice Age.
I did see that. And he does, but like in a cute way, you know.
Yeah,
but
not like a bad way.
But Max is thawing my ice cold, I don't like Red Bull heart, Because recently my algorithm has, for some reason, started showing me a lot of Max Verstappen reels and TikToks, and I'm like, okay, so he's not as dead inside as I maybe thought. He's just different from, because I am drawn to personalities like Daniels or like, for example, Esti Besti. I like that kind of vibe and how Valtteri is, and you know.
Yeah.
And Norris is always like very sarcastic.
Yeah, very
but
funny.
But of course the sport is not about personality or looks. We know that. Yeah. We can be fans. We can be fans of the entire range.
Yeah.
The driving, the technical aspect, and also the memes, I feel like.
Love the memes.
Interesting fact about the Monaco GP that I heard or read somewhere. Don't remember.
Tell me.
It's the 80th running of this Grand Prix, which of course precedes Formula One. So people have been driving in circles around this specific track for 80 years. Longer than Formula One.
Jesus Christ.
That's some crazy shit.
Yeah, it is.
That's it. That's my entire fun fact.
Your entire fun fact.
Done. The race was great. Yeah. We already know it ended the same way it started. Verstappen first. The Flying Dutchman. I'm so surprised.
Me too.
But it wasn't a straightforward race, so let's not take that away from him. He didn't just get in the seat and then drive comfortably the entire time in circles.
He had like hardships.
There were some hardships. There were some troubles.
Yeah, the fact that he like drove on those like medium tires for so long, like 50.
He never gets credit for tire management.
Yeah,
but somehow he's so great good at tire management. He's good at everything.
Yeah.
That's the thing. There's nothing he's not good at.
Which is scary.
Except not saying what he's thinking. Yeah. Bad at that. But a machine, again.
Yeah, again.
I want to clarify, in the last episode, I said that Leclerc had never finished in Monaco. I misspoke. I meant he had only finished once.
Oh, so he finished. I also thought that he didn't finish.
Yes, we forgot that one time that he finished in fourth.
Oh, okay.
Think was last year, I don't remember, but who cares? Anyway, Leclerc is cursed. I said also in the last episode that I didn't really believe.
And all of the people there said it, which I think it's weird that they are saying on national television.
TV? Yeah.
They are cursed. Both of the brothers. They are saying about both of them.
I love that you're saying national TV, because you're obviously like influenced like all of us with American media. It's of course international, but I always say that, like, on national TV, and then I'm like, I don't live in a country of 320 million, so this is just international. Yes, he's cursed. I'm back on the cursed train, okay? I'm back on it. He's cursed.
I'm still.
He only has incidents over there.
See, he also knows about the memes.
Yes, of course. They're scrolling. Their algorithm is probably exactly the same as our algorithm.
Yeah, probably.
Minus, you know, nail stuff and hair stuff, which is also a big part.
They probably have to. They all have like great skin.
Yeah, or they have like bike stuff, because all of them seem to love biking for some reason.
Why?
I really don't know. They should not be doing any sport that has any level of danger.
Yeah, they should just take walks and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Walk their dog, and because they always like get in accidents and break something.
Yeah, like their face.
Yeah.
Alonso. The race started off like Monaco always starts off.
Yeah.
But there was contact on lap one, of course.
Yeah.
Between who?
Sargeant and...
and one of the Haas's, I think it was Hülkenberg.
Yeah.
Don't remember. Sargeant had yet, at this point, was going to be, he didn't know at this point, that he was going to have some incidents.
Some incidents.
All over this.
All over the place.
He ended up, just
him.
He slid everywhere.
And yeah, this was kind of all did.
He just didn't have a great day. He
no.
got overtaken in Monaco, which was
See, he was like, when he slid one time and they were filming it, it was like nobody going. You know, he was
alone. Just alone.
Yeah,
and this is a very short.
Yeah, he was very alone.
Two DNFs, Magnussen and Stroll. Stroll had a bad
day. Yeah, bad day.
And Magnussen had a bad day.
Yeah.
We were tweeting during the Grand Prix and we tweeted that he was basically being bullied both by his car, his team, other drivers and the weather, the weather and the track and maybe even the marshals, like who knows? Yeah.
He just gave up and retired.
It was, yeah.
Can you imagine being like, I don't want to do
But he had like, yeah, it was bad day for Haas. Yeah. I don't know what to say. Before he had all of these incidents, I can never say incident ever again. He had a very, very cool takeover. Yeah. He overtook Sargeant on lap 18. I really love overtakes, but I especially love them in tight corners, yeah, in tight, so or where when they overtake in a place you wouldn't expect, like on the outside.
Yeah, of you're some, like, yeah, shocked.
I'm always like, no,
yes,
he doesn't. It's not even his corner. It's always so shocking.
Yeah, but that was so good about like unexpected overtakes.
Yes, Sainz and Ocon, they had some battles.
Plural. Yeah, I feel like Sainz was so. He was so mad.
He was Yuki mad.
Yeah, the entire race. The radios, this race, yeah, were amazing. Cold.
They really were. So Sainz says something to the effect, says on the radio something to the effect that, like, let's push it, we gotta get
Yeah, he Ocon. Said, let's push him so he can, like, yeah, degrade the tires. And then he hit him.
And then in the back. In the same moment, he plows into the back of him and damages
his front wing.
Yes.
That. Which flew away later.
Yeah, on somebody else. Stroll or Alonso, but it was an Aston Martin.
It was so memeable, this whole race.
This was great. But he was... Yeah. Ferrari, they get the clown award.
Yeah.
Again. Like, how many times? Have you seen that meme of Ferrari pit wall with clown emojis
on
them?
Yeah, of course.
And then the person is like, how many times do I have to post this?
I think it's just like on favorites now, you know, and you just like repost it.
And he was his own strategist, Sainz.
Yeah, good for strategist. Him because his strategists don't do a good job. Stay out, stay out, stay out.
That was...
And did you see the engineer with the visor, like the camera pan on him, and he was like, he instantly like put his visor down. He's like, I don't want to be seen here.
Yeah, nobody wants to be seen in the Ferrari garage in a weekend like that. Sainz could have been on the podium, lost the chance, lost his cool, so there was no coming back from that. Ocon held the fuck on.
Yeah,
he gets
good
the
him.
Award for holding on. There are endless awards in this episode. Stay tuned.
Yeah, we should do at the end of the season, like a award show, like an Oscar.
Yeah, Oscars. Yeah, we should do that. That's a great idea.
See.
So. Thank you, by the way, for participating in the polls on our Twitter, and we'll be live tweeting on
and on during our every Spotify. Race.
Yes, and on our Spotify. It seems that most people want to see hear our next five facts about Carlos Sainz, which is
perfect.
Perfect
after
actually.
This race.
We're gonna try to dig deep and in finding unknown facts because, of course, Sainz is.
Yeah, very, like, famous.
Yeah. I'll give you a free fact right now that I thought everybody knew, but apparently not everybody does. His nickname. Do you know his nickname?
No.
His nickname is Chili.
Chili?
I don't know who calls him Chili, but he says that his nickname is Chili.
But why? Do you know why?
It's so good. Not just like Carlos Sainz and he likes, you know, spicy food and he's Latin.
Chili?
Who the fuck knows? He says that, I don't know, I've never heard anyone call him Chili, but I will from now on. It's going to be Five Facts Friday Chili.
Chili.
Chili
I think that would be confusing, but also interesting, because people will find out why it's Chili.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
In the name.
So we're doing Chili next. I'm excited, especially because it is the Spanish Grand Prix coming up. Me and Erica will both be traveling during the day that we're supposed to release the podcast. To different countries, though.
Yeah.
So, we will probably have to record it in separate countries.
Somehow.
Through Zoom or something. We'll figure it out. But it will come out.
I have, like, flashbacks when I hear Zoom. And it was like, oh, school.
Yes. But this is Fanzo.
Fanzo.
It's different. It's like we can look like potatoes the entire time and laugh at each other.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I don't know how we're going to do that, because what, you need to take your phone with you then?
Yeah, because my laptop is...
If I had,
Lilia hates my
if I had a soundboard, you would get that like right now.
She hates my laptop because it's not old, but it's just very, very loud, because it's a gaming laptop and has a lot of ventilators. How do you call them? Fans.
Yeah, yeah, but you know, they shouldn't be so loud, is what I'm saying.
What can I do? It's my only laptop for now.
All right. We'll figure it out, but it's still coming out because our Five Facts Friday show seemed to be very popular.
Yeah, it is very good.
And as always, you can either email us, tweet us, Instagram us, TikTok us, all of the us's, all of the socials of the world, to let us know what you want to hear, what you like, don't like, but don't be rude, because I can be very rude back. I don't care.
She will be rude and I will just cry, probably.
I will sign off with fuck off, mate. That's it. So, where were we? We totally forgot about the race.
Me too.
Sainz was so angry. He was so angry that, he pulled a Yuki. He Yuki'd himself.
Yeah.
Out-Yuki'd Yuki.
But also Yuki was
Yuki out-Yuki'd Yuki. Also, Yuki.
These brakes sucks.
Are you trying to crash me? I was like, why would your engineer, like, you need to... Go to anger management or something.
Yeah.
Meet with Sebastian Vettel. He knows all about being crazy on the radio to being chill on the radio.
Yeah.
He had an evolution. He really did. He evolved a lot. Vettel was there.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot?
I forgot.
Spider-Man was there. Shout out to Tom Holland for doing an amazing job. An excellent flag wave.
Yeah, he was like...
There was no Tim Cook.
No Tim Cook there.
He did a great job.
Also, you can pay to get your name on the flag.
Yeah.
I don't know how much. I would love that. But it's probably a lot.
Probably much.
But who's going to see it?
People making the memes. Because it was like
a zoom. But it's not like Tom Holland is going to be waving. People were making memes because they were so surprised about it.
No, Erica, because it's always the famous person waving the flag. Yeah. And it's always a meme. Tim Cook was a meme. Serena Williams was a meme the first time. The second time she was just there. It was a meme.
It was just there.
It's like, it's always, that's why they put the famous people, to get the memes.
To get the memes.
It's business. Which is kind of, I saw a discussion about this on Twitter. Some people are very angry about it never being like a regular fan invited to do that. Which kind of sucks. I understand. But it's also like, come on. Like they,
yeah, of course it's going to be famous
people. Of course it's going to be a famous person. It's like you had Neymar over there. Yeah. You know, if Spider-Man couldn't have done it. And I saw what he was doing, because he was doing it like really fast.
Yeah.
And I was like, that motherfucker has some great mobility abilities in his wrist.
I think that's kind of very heavy.
Yeah, I know. Wasn't like, he was moving the wrist. He wasn't moving the hand. I was like, see, he's in shape for Spider-Man. Just can't see it, but he's in shape. So good job, Tom Holland.
Yeah.
Of course, you're listening to this, obviously. Big fan.
Yeah.
Pit Lane Princesses. Good job. What else? Neymar was there.
Yeah.
He's always there.
Orlando Bloom was there.
Orlando Bloom was there. I didn't recognize him because he ages.
Like course, most like, people.
Yeah, but famous people usually don't age. They just stay the same.
Vampires?
Yeah.
Clones.
Let's see. Lizard people. That's a whole nother podcast. Conspiracy. Please listen to us on conspiracy theories about famous people. Yes, Orlando Bloom was there. Funny thing about Neymar and Tom Holland, they were invited by Red Bull. While both saying on international TV that they were supporting their good friend Lewis Hamilton. Top of the morning to you, mate. I was so shocked.
Yeah, like...
Because they were like, I don't give a fuck. But why would you give a fuck?
Yeah.
It's not like they were like, boo, Red Bull. But Hamilton is their friend. What? And Tom Holland, people forget this, but Tom Holland is English.
Yeah.
Hamilton is English.
So, of course, he's going to support Hamilton.
Therefore, you support the German-English team Mercedes. Yeah. That's why. So, you know, makes sense.
Yeah.
Was a lot of a lot of drivers sliding
when they were sliding around
through Mirabao, especially.
Yeah.
And it was like a little bit of a cute, if you would cut a video, it would be a great long video of people drivers sliding exactly in the same place.
Yeah, in the same place. But and so slowly, it wasn't like
Yeah, it was hits. Weird. It was like a glitch. I felt like I was glitching.
Yeah.
It was weird. It was also weird. They were just driving around and suddenly it started to rain. So, of course, nobody had grip. They were just glitching all over the place. That's a new adjective for sliding in Formula One while having slick tires.
Glitching.
Glitching around.
That's great.
You heard it here first.
They should use it. But they're gonna credit us.
They're going to steal this from us and never credit us. But you heard it here first.
We can sue them.
I'm going to pull up this fucking episode and post it everywhere. Posting it on TikTok and it will go viral.
Yeah, and sue them.
Because I will manifest. Because of TikTok, I manifest a lot. Fuck it, TikTok.
Who slid around?
Science. Everybody. Science.
Russell.
Russell got a fine. He was the only one that got a fine because of an unsafe rejoin. So he backs up. Of course, it's very hard. And I have confirmed this with an actual person that has driven a Formula 2 car, that it's very hard on a race car to, you know, be able to reverse, apparently. Yeah. Especially, of course, these cars are huge. Let's not forget, it was raining and it's Monaco.
Yeah.
So he's backing up. Perez is coming. And Perez nudges him a bit. So he, like, bumps up. It looked like it was, do you know those crash cars at carnivals? That's how it looked like. I was like did bump. That just happen? So unsafe rejoin, 5-second penalty for Russell. And then he proceeded to whine about getting to pass Hamilton the entire fucking race. When Hamilton was, after all, 8 seconds
faster.
Like, what the fuck?
I don't know. They were all just very
It was very
weird. Yeah. They were very weird and mad. And it was a lot of radios that I didn't expect.
Okay. We'll get to that later. So everybody slid in Mirabao, apparently.
Yeah. Stroll also slid a lot. And he had brake problems.
It's gotta be hard. So I have a question to pose to you. But after this statement, of course.
Okay.
It's gotta be hard to have a 2-time world champion as your partner, even though your father owns the team.
Yeah.
Because how it looks like now, Stroll has, I will tell you, because I have it here in front of me, Strollito has 27 points. And Alonso has, do you want to guess how many?
Over 100.
No, he has.
No.
Alonso is in third place. Erika, keep up. You have it right here in front of you.
I thought it was
now over 100. Now I would do the... We need to get a soundboard so I can press... No, Alonso has 93 points.
Also, almost.
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 Yeah, but Perez is 105, Verstappen is 144.
Yeah, and Stroll has 26.
Yes, this doesn't look great. If motherfucking Helmut Marko is talking about replacing Nyck de Vries...
Yeah, after
and he's a rookie and all of this, and after being to races on tracks he hasn't been to before, come on. Lance Stroll is not keeping up with Alonso. Of course, nobody maybe expected him to keep up with Alonso. It's fucking Alonso.
Yeah, of course, but like maybe be...
But he has been unlucky. He has been a bit unlucky. But there has to be a point, because I think a lot of people were like, he's never going to lose his seat. He doesn't get, you know, the same treatment because
his dad owns it.
But I don't think that's really how it is, because you don't become a billionaire like Lawrence Stroll without having an ability to put the business first no matter what.
Yeah.
You don't become a billionaire by being a softie.
But I don't think he's going to like kick him out.
He wouldn't kick him out, but I'm pretty sure he's also being told like, you gotta step the fuck up.
Yeah.
But at some point, let's say, I don't know who, let's say Leclerc would just be like, I want to go over to Aston Martin. Mm. Do you think that Lawrence Stroll doesn't know that's better for the team? Of course he knows.
Yeah, of course he knows.
I think he would give him Stroll's seat. I really think so.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have doubts about this.
Would be the first businessman ever to let feelings control his money flow.
Yeah.
That just doesn't happen. You don't get to be a billionaire if you let feelings control you. That's
it. Of course. But I don't know, people are...
If Stroll sucked, because he doesn't suck, he's a good driver. Yeah, but if he sucked, I think Lawrence would have taken it out of the team because that would reflect bad on Lawrence.
Yeah.
And, so, you know,
that would be bad business.
Yep, exactly.
I don't know, I'm also torn about this. So what do you want to ask me?
That was a question. Do you think that he would...
I don't know, I'm still torn about it.
Let's say if Stroll would pull like a Latifi, no offense to Latifi, he's a great person. He really is. He's a great, like, I've heard interviews, he's a great guy. But he just couldn't cut it in F1. But if Stroll would start to be a Latifi, do you think his dad would just, what, keep him there?
No.
No, exactly. Especially when there are rumblings about Leclerc leaving Ferrari. Yeah. But the Ferrari, if you don't, like, step up your game, he has to leave.
Yeah, of course.
Leclerc and Norris would be a great driver pairing somewhere else with a good car, for example.
Yeah. Aston Martin.
Aston Martin. But, like, Alonso, come on.
Yeah. They are not going to kick off Alonso, especially now. No. He's, like, on fire. And everybody loves it.
So, yeah. I don't think that he would just keep him there no matter what. We already talked about Lando and Piastri's overtake. The first double point finish.
Yay.
For McLaren, finally. Of the year, of the season.
I hope finally. They keep it up.
Me too.
I want to win.
And also, finally, we got to see Piastri's ability. And he's, he was there. Doing something. He was keeping up a bit with Lando. And that's
Of course, they need some time. I think they are...
I don't think it's a driver problem. I don't think it's a driver problem. It's a car problem.
Yeah. Like most of the cars this season. Also, sorry, I can't talk. Max's final sector in qualifying. It was amazing.
We don't have a soundboard, but we're clapping.
We will get one.
So, that's a bit... This is, like, a unanimous, I think, not vote, but overall, from all commentators, all people... All media,
everybody in this world
was shocked by that.
Yeah. And I saw the Charles and I was like, yes, pole. And then it was Charles, Alonso, and then Max.
But it was like, so quick. I can't say anything to the effect as I don't remember qualifying, not even a specific sector like that, but others older than us, much older than us, who have been watching and been in this business for a long time, are all in agreement that this was perhaps the greatest last sector.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Of any qualifying lap, of any lap, of any track, of any time and any race from the beginning of the 1950s.
Whoa, that's amazing.
Because I watched it live. And it was like, I remember thinking, oh my God, he's not going to catch Alonso.
Yeah.
But then I thought, okay, so most of the time, second place wins Monaco anyways.
Yeah.
Yes, that's another fun fact.
Hmm.
But...
It was just...
I literally have no words.
Yeah,
because it was like he found some kind of time and space vortex... It's because Spider-Man was there.
Yeah.
Went through it. It was some kind of multiverse, Doctor Strange shit. Because he came out of it and he hit the walls. It was like watching a video game. It was exactly how I drive in video games. Except I don't finish the lap, obviously.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Amazing.
Crazy shit.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And he deserves... If there was an award for best qualifying lap ever...
He will get it.
He should get it. It was crazy. I just... Wow, and he deserved that fucking win, and he deserved that first place. So it started raining.
Rain.
Yeah.
In Monaco.
I was so happy.
Yeah.
But it was on lap 51. I really thought the rain wouldn't come. I was like, please rain, please rain.
Me neither, because they were all expecting it and saying things about it and kept like time passing. I was like, I don't think it's going to come. But then surprise, surprise. And then the magic happened.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was everything I hoped for. Because there was drama and sliding and contact people. Without anybody getting hurt, without red flags, without a
safety car. They were everywhere, debris everywhere, cars everywhere. And they pulled out safety cars for much less.
There was a dead bird too, I saw it.
It was a dead bird?
Yes, I killed it. That's a part of life. Sometimes birds fly into my car when I'm driving here and I'm not on a formula track driving 300 kilometers per hour.
The swans here.
No, I've never hit a swan.
No, but they are crazy.
Yeah,
and sorry, so animals here. I'm just baffled. This is my second year here. And the animals in the middle of the road just scare me all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because there were swans, like, not on the road, but very close to it. And they were, like, puffing up to come towards the car. And, like, I'm driving, like, very fast. Like, go away. Why are you trying to fight me?
Yeah. There's also that bird with a long beak, you know, the black one.
Yeah, the stupid.
Yes, it loves staying on the middle of the road. But I think that birds are one thing. Usually they get off the road. But when a sheep is running across the road in the summer, that happens a lot.
Yeah.
Has that happened to you?
I almost had an accident because I was in a curve.
Multiple times.
In the dark. And there was, sorry, it was dead in the middle of the road. And I didn't see that. I almost hit it. And I don't have like a Jeep. I have a
regular
pretty
car.
Pretty small car.
Yeah.
And I was so scared, and it was, I have my driving license for almost 2 years, but I don't drive a lot, so that was very scary.
I don't know why you're announcing to the people how young you are.
I'm sorry.
That's like, there is nothing good gonna come of that. Yeah.
They need to know.
No, they don't.
No.
They don't need to know. All right, so, rain. Loved it.
Yeah.
My favorite part was that some parts were dry, some parts were wet, which led to the most dramatic decision ever at Aston Martin.
Yeah.
When Alonso pitted, he went on the mediums.
Yeah,
And then Max pitted
shocked
after him for inters. But I wasn't shocked after I heard the explanation from Alonso.
Yeah, me neither. But then
experts.
In the moment.
Yeah, I was like, why are you doing this?
Like, it's raining.
But this is like what's so annoying when you're watching a broadcast. You don't know what's going on the entire track.
Yeah.
And in that, like Alonso said, in the 1.5 minute that it took to make another circle, it had gotten wet. And
that's
he went in the previous lap, and that's just, but he still had time to pit again, change to inters, and still
be second place. So good for him.
Still come in second place, yeah. So 9 drivers started on hard tire, which is not very common.
Yeah.
But of course, everybody was expecting maybe a long stint and then a switch.
Yeah.
They didn't know about the rain. The rain was like the deciding factor of everything. But I do think that, like Alonso said himself, there have been questions everywhere if he would have immediately switched to inters, if he would have won.
Yeah.
And he was quite adamant and very clear. And other experts have also been saying the same thing. Even though like raw data shows that maybe he could have won, he that was in the car.
Yeah. And knows best.
Yes.
He was there.
And the data from Aston Martin, of course, probably, you know, helped sway his answer about this. He said that they were still always ahead. There was still always, like, I don't remember what he said, 8 seconds or something between them. And on pure pace, Red Bull are just still the fastest.
Yeah.
Like he said, and like he said, there is a chance for them to exploit every bad thing that happens to Red Bull. And they will be there to use that chance.
Yeah.
But of course, if they are still just faster, it doesn't really matter. And he said, we gambled by starting on the hards, we gambled by going on the mediums because the condition just changed so fast. Of course, they will just keep moving forward. They're now in second. They just had a second place podium. That's amazing.
Good for them. I want to win like yesterday.
I want to win too. And he was asked at the FIA post-race press conference. He was asked if he thought maybe he could give his fans, the Spanish people, a Spanish win during the Spanish Grand Prix, which is now next weekend.
Yeah.
And he literally just said, this is what I like about Alonso. And you really can hear the experience.
Yeah.
Both in doing the media and just
and racing.
Racing. he just said, I'm not going to put any pressure on my team or on myself to get that win immediately next weekend.
Yeah, and
he
said good.
The Red Bulls, as of now, are faster on pace.
Yeah.
But we will keep working. We will not never give up.
I think it's good that he doesn't like pressure himself, because that can, even if you have experience, if that's all you can think about, I think it like shows in your driving and affects you like mentally, and something bad is going to happen. Like my theory that everybody was like so hyped about Perez, king of streets, and then it didn't happen.
Perez just still gets too much into his head, but of course Perez and Verstappen are not equal.
That's, yeah, of course.
You know, it's so fucking hard to be compared to the best driver out there right now.
Yeah,
he has the best
teammate.
Car, so he can literally, you know, flourish and go for it. So this is out of everybody on the grid being compared to him and not being as good as him, it's not so bad.
Yeah.
You can't focus on the negative. You're being compared to Max fucking Verstappen.
Yeah.
I just finally, after living all this time on this earth, finally mastered a little bit of an Irish accent for like a long time. So now I can't stop myself. I went to a stand-up comedy yesterday and there was two comics. One was Romanian and one was Irish. And they were performing here in Iceland and they were fucking great. But now I literally can't stop. I've been all day speaking, and then I just somehow slide into this weird fake Irish accent and I can't stop myself. We're gonna take a pee-pee break, guys.
Pee-pee break.
Okay, so what if all of your books are in actual Japanese? How should I borrow them?
I will translate it.
I hope me and Yuki can become friends.
Yeah.
So he can...
When I go to Japan.
Japan me around. Yeah.
Everybody's going to Japan this year.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of people. I want to be one of those people.
Yeah, nobody's stopping you. Buy a fucking ticket. Let's go.
Yeah, arigato. It's expensive.
For reals. I would love that.
Yeah,
Suzuka. Hopefully it's raining. Hopefully Vettel will be there.
Yeah. And we can just like,
if anybody wants to sponsor us as press to go over there, we would be very appreciative.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We would leave right now.
Yes. 1, 2, 3. Goodbye. See, I can't stop myself. It's very, very
it's
annoying.
It's so funny.
I can't stop it.
It's good that you catch it. What if I didn't catch it and you just went like half an episode in an accent?
No, but I... See? But I know, because I have to use my mouth totally different than usually. But now, because I finally got how to
you
do it,
stop.
I just can't... It's when I got the way how to do a British accent without it sounding too fake, when I finally mastered that, I couldn't stop. Each time I go to London, I just like automatically start speaking like them. And I'm like, this is so wrong. You are like, they can probably hear that you're faking this shit. Stop it. But I can't stop myself. What to do?
As long as nobody tells you anything, you can keep going.
I can just keep going in this life and that's it. During the press conference, which was originally what we were talking about before we went into my accent issues, Alonso was also asked about the race, the tire choice to start with the hards and the tire choice for the mediums instead of the inters.
Yeah.
And Erika, you watched that press conference. What did he say about that?
That he... All about the question that if he could have won or not.
Yes, that was a good question, though.
Yeah. Of course, I don't know. I hoped, but it was... basically impossible with that gap. It was...
He was pretty clear.
Crazy.
The pace of the Red Bull is just...
Yeah, on a whole
and he
planet.
He said that the reason why they chose this type of strategy to start on the hards was they the morning of the race, they were just like, okay, we've had a few podiums this year.
Yeah.
We're just going to gamble all or nothing. And he said that they could have ended... P5, P6 with choosing to start on the hards.
Yeah.
So, you know, they went for all or nothing, and you know what? They are doing a good fucking job.
Yeah. Also, he said someone asked if he thinks he's going to get closer to fighting for the title.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said that they didn't have like good cars in 2012
Yeah,
and 10.
he compared where they are now
Yeah.
to where he was in 2010 and 2012.
12. Yeah, but
And he said that they didn't have the best car.
They were still like fighting.
Yeah, until the last fucking lap.
Yeah.
So, and he said, we're not gonna give up. And also, like, what team in Formula One is like, nobody's giving up.
Yeah,
Everyone
of
is in
course
the
you can't
fucking
just
fight.
be like,
No.
I don't want to do this anymore.
And
Bestie.
Esti Bestie is on the podium, baby. Esti Bestie,
Yeah.
he redeemed himself in my eyes.
Good, finally.
Gasly was like, I didn't see him. Who is Gasly? I don't know. Didn't see him. Esti Bestie, he is the first Frenchman on the podium in Monaco since the fucking 90s.
90s.
Since 96, if I remember correctly.
Oh my God.
And
That's
he said
crazy.
that he felt this is like confidence is everything in Monaco.
Yeah.
He felt strong from day one, first session, every session kept pushing. And he said that he pushed far, far closer to the limit than he usually does in Monaco because he was fucking confident.
Yeah, of course that plays like a great part. If you are good mentally, then you can
Yeah.
be good in
In
everything.
everything in this life.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
He
Good
also said
job.
that Lewis was quicker on wet
Yeah, he
sections.
said that Lewis was pushing him like the whole time.
Yeah.
I don't remember that, but apparently that happened. And Lewis was quicker in the wet sections, but then Esteban was quicker in the
No,
dry
dry
sections.
sections.
And, you know, he had some pressure. He had pressure
Yeah,
on
I
Carlos
was like
Sainz, never
wondering.
forget. Oh, Sainz, you fucked it up
Yeah,
with
my
that.
dad texted me after and he was like, I hoped Luis was getting on the
Are you gonna
podium.
talk about your dad for every podcast? Yeah.
Yeah. Because besides you, he's the only person I talk.
About Formula One.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also have nobody around me that's into this. I just talk about it with myself in my
See?
brain.
It's just me and you. I wanted to
So
say
weird. It's
something.
not like these fuckers have any other hobbies or interests, so it makes zero sense.
I know.
They may
Some
as
of
well be
them.
spending their time watching Formula with me instead of crypto. Like, this is, I'm talking about my boyfriend now.
Crypto
Crypto,
bro.
bro.
Yeah,
Okay, he's
my
great at
boyfriend
crypto and
playing.
everything, but just be interested in Formula One.
Yeah, so we
Jesus, I have
can
so much to
interview
say.
him
But he
and my
asked me
boyfriend.
after the race when he went home and stuff, and he came home from work, he was like 2 or 3 hours after the race, he was like, okay, so how was the race? Who won? I was like, what?
What?
What do you mean? And then I was like, pop, 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 and I was like, Alonso, Alonso was in second place. Can you believe it? He's 41. Like, do you believe this? He was like, Alonso, no, I don't. And then I was like, Red Bull, of course, won, but it wasn't a straightforward. He was like, oh no, I
Why
opened.
did I ask?
Yeah, like, why the fuck? But he listened very patiently through
That's
the
good if he didn't
entire
rush you.
shtick.
Yeah,
Huh?
it was good that he didn't like rush you.
It's like, don't ask me formula
Yeah, it's
questions if you
like
want a quick
when
answer.
you watch by yourself stuff, it's
Yes.
like a boyfriend thing. And then it's like gradually going. They just come and like watch 5 minutes go away. And then you watch
Like with
again.
Vanderpump?
Yeah. And then I start asking questions, and then they get on the couch with you, and
Oh
then
my
they are
God.
invested.
Did you see on Queens of Bravo the other day, which is an Instagram, guys, that they posted a picture of Sandoval that somebody took on a plane, and he held his phone down like this, like almost in his lap, like on his knees, sitting down on a plane, right? Are you listening?
Yeah, I'm
And
just looking for it.
on the phone, on the screen, it says Rachel Levis. And he had, of course, AirPods in, and he was turning away, and he had that horrible white nail polish that he had to ruin for everybody. And a lot of the comments were like, it's so easy to stage, like how the fuck do we know it's even him, or why is he keeping his phone down? I never, when I'm not on FaceTime and stuff,
Yeah, I never
I
keep my
don't
phone
keep
down.
my phone like
I'm
this,
like
like
in my
look at the
face.
screen like a
Yeah.
fucking, and why is Rachel called Rachel Levis in his phone, like no pseudonym, no, you know.
I think something. It says Raquel, no?
Or Raquel. Raquel. I just call her Rachel now.
Because now we don't like her.
We don't like her, so fuck off. For those of you interested in Vanderpump Rules, which are tell probably us like if we two should... of our listeners.
Yeah, tell us.
But that would be so awesome. Please, please, guys, again, tell us. Just email us if you don't, if you want to be like anonymous. Email us at pitlaneprincess@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And let us know if you like. Because it's impossible to not like reality TV and Formula One. Because if you like Drive to Survive.
Yeah, you like and reality Formula TV. One,
you like fucking reality TV.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's basically like Vanderpump Rules, but on it's just, wheels.
Yeah, it's the same thing, but on wheels. So this was a great race.
Yeah.
Great points for McLaren finally. Hamilton had the fastest lap.
Yeah.
Point. Good also, point. Hamilton, we didn't talk at all about him.
Yeah.
He did a good job.
Yeah.
I have to say.
He was so close to the after that podium. People were hoping after and praying.
That mini crash, whatever. That touch in qualifying.
Yeah.
Which almost never fucking happens with Hamilton.
Yeah.
You expect surprising. Perez to do that. Perez crashed in qualifying, for those of you that didn't watch.
That's why the starting grid was a sandwich.
Yeah, and he was doing like a good job and then he got fucked up.
Yeah, you showed me the meme, no? Mm-hmm. With the sandwich. Mm-hmm. What are you? Mm-hmm. A Red Bull sandwich.
We had a Red Bull sandwich all the time now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for Magnussen, he had his daughter there.
Yeah, so cute. Yeah,
so cute. The Danish king. At least Vesti did well in Formula 2. He's Danish too.
Yeah.
I like rapping for the Nordic countries. Yeah, he's Danish too. Arthur Leclerc did not do great in F2.
Don't tell me.
Kind of sucked for
what
him.
What else?
The team standings currently. Do you want to go into that? Do we have anything else from socials that we want? Because I saw so much on Twitter that was like, people were wild. Formula Twitter is wild,
guys.
They
were tweeting stuff before it happened. Like
Ferrari News.
Yeah.
Ferrari News tweets stuff from the race before you see it on TV. And it's like, what do you mean?
I think they are there. Maybe.
Helmut Marko, I see here. Helmut Marko believes others. This is from Fastest Pit Stop, which, funnily enough, have the same logo that we were originally going to have.
Hmm.
But we changed it because we don't want to be the same.
Yeah.
They're posting here on Twitter. Helmut Marko believes others will have a hard time replicating the Red Bull's floor. The Mercedes car hung in the air even longer, but I don't think anyone was as interested in the Mercedes floor as people were in our car. Oh, really, Helmut? Really? Was nobody interested in a car that's slower than the fastest car?
Wow, really? What a surprise. What else did we see? I don't know, it's just crazy with Twitter. I couldn't keep up at some point. I was just refreshing.
James Allison from Mercedes also said that Mercedes is going to be bringing a force upgrades again to Barcelona.
Hmm.
And then regularly from now on. And yeah, hopefully something starts to happen. There's only one point right now in the constructors standing between Aston Martin and Mercedes.
Hmm.
Aston Martin are at 120 points, Mercedes at 119.
Yep.
Not bad. Ferrari, you are nowhere. You got 90 points, but you're fucking nowhere. What is happening at Ferrari?
I don't understand.
Without even being like a Ferrari diehard person, I want Ferrari. It's Ferrari.
Yeah, like you can.
They are. Oh,
do this.
Come on.
Do something. Like they have all the resources. They have, like, all the engineering, like everything. They have everything Formula could want.
There's nothing standing in their way. Literally. Nothing. This makes zero sense.
I know. But what to do? Also, Ferrari's floor was on display. Like, what was with putting the cars in the air instead of putting them on trucks?
Yeah, that was...
And they were balancing so hard and it was so...
Oh, you mean like swinging?
Yeah, swinging. Yeah.
Balancing is... Oh, yeah, I'm guessing they were swinging back and forth. Back and forth, yeah.
Sorry.
A new video from Connor Sketches. Did you see it?
No.
Oh my God, he was being Christian Horner. You didn't see it? I'm going to play it for you.
Play it for me.
I tried to tell him to stop right now, but he unfortunately gave it a bit too much, and he had to say goodbye. You know, and then Fernando, he did a great lap, you know, but I saw them celebrating, and I thought, you know, who do you think you are? Wait for Max. Max had a great sector three. You know, he was coming around that corner, and I thought, you know, say you'll be there. And he was.
These
you know,
are all
perfect synergy
songs.
With the car.
Yeah.
You know, a bit like yes. The two become one. You know, when you see racing like that, I mean, it really does spice up your life. Viva Max, viva Checo, and viva forever. Let's go Red Bull.
If you want to be my driver, God.
You got to take care on Benz.
Yeah, so.
This is amazing.
Made a whole video all in Spice Girls song references.
Did you see when they did to Fernando, one interviewer was like. Just Taylor Swift references.
Yes, I did see that.
Like song titles.
Also, Fernando loves flowers. What the fuck?
I don't know.
I love
did
Fernando.
You see the video I of love... him like
yes.
going around and
yes.
watering plants?
Did you see Daniel and Checo and Max driving
the
RC
mini boats?
Yeah. Driving, racing. I don't know what the fuck they were doing. And there's another meme, guys, if you haven't seen it, of... Verstappen talking or asked about Daniel and he just lights up like he's in love like
I
Daniel
know.
But this is Daniel, he just makes everybody, he makes me smile like
yeah.
I even if I just think about Daniel I'm like oh he's such a smiley guy
yeah.
You know
he's friends with everybody loves him,
he's a smiling motherfucker.
Yeah, I think they were like the happiest teammates, like Max was the happiest,
yeah,
like funniest version of himself.
Yeah, I really,
but like how can you not when just
Daniel is yeah you just can't not
yeah.
be happy around him. So that's it for today, guys.
Thank you
so much. The current standings are from first Red Bull, Aston Martin, Mercedes, Ferrari, Alpine, McLaren, Haas, Alfa Romeo, Alfa Tauri, and Williams with 1 point.
Yeah.
Not a strong battle between Alpine and McLaren, so I guess Alpine is fighting with Ferrari.
Nice.
Good
Did
for
you
Alpine.
Expect that?
No, I didn't actually.
Yeah,
didn't. Alfa Romeo, pick up your fucking game.
Yeah, do something.
Like do something, really. Williams, we know how it is, you know. But Sargent, pick up your game, because
yeah.
Albon cannot carry the entire team by himself. Again. No
Again.
Offense to Latifi. Driver standings, we already talked about those. From
yeah.
First, Verstappen, Perez, Alonso, Hamilton, Russell, Sainz, Leclerc. Sainz is above Leclerc, guys. Notice.
Yeah.
That's some crazy shit. How does the Leclerc girl feel about that? It's not just about who's pretty, Erika. It's not just about that.
I mean, he's also a good driver and I like him, so I'm not mad about it.
So Leclerc in seventh, and from Leclerc it's Stroll, Ocon, Gasly, Norris, Hulkenberg, Piastri, Bottas, Zhou, Tsunoda, Albon, De Vries, and
Sargent.
De Vries and Sargent have 0 points.
No point.
0 points. 0 points. And you're on the grid in Formula fucking One.
Yep. But it's very hard.
I'm not... It's... But they are... Formula One
I know.
Has the 20 best drivers in this world.
Yeah.
You need to have a point.
Yeah.
A point.
1 point.
Come
please.
On. Also, Albon, I'm a fan. Step up your game.
Yeah. Do something.
Do something. Next up is the... Barcelona.
Yeah. I want an Alonso win.
You want an Alonso win? And
yeah.
I would love like...
Or a Sainz.
Okay, so let's just go with predictions then.
Okay.
So, predictions for the eventual top three.
top three?
On Sunday.
Okay. So I want Fernando first.
First, okay.
And then I think it's going to be, I don't know, Max.
Yeah.
And third, maybe Hamilton.
Oh,
so close.
That's very
in
good.
Monaco.
I'm going to say Max, Hamilton, Alonso. I don't know, but I gotta keep living in Mercedes.
Yeah.
You know. As always, this episode is sponsored by Sinful.
Yeah.
Please check it out, sinfulofficial.com. It's all the stuff you never knew actually needed.
Yeah,
so
it's amazing.
Chop, chop, guys. You can use the code PITLANE for a surprise discount.
Yeah.
See you on Friday. Five facts Friday about Carlos Sainz. Sainz?
Sainz?
I think that's like the Spanish way. Sainz?
Yeah.
Sainz?
Tell us.
Sainz.
Someone knows.
Someone knows. If it's Sainz or like Barcelona. Okay, thank you. Esti
bestie.
Say goodbye.
See you.
Bye.